Well, I had an employee come in today, and she said, oh, my car overheated, and I just turned around and said, hey, that sucks, you know.
That sucks, you know. Yes, dear listeners, despite that inelegant phrase, this is still NPR. There's a news peg for our use of the term, that sucks. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates is here with me to tell us about it. Karen?
Hi, Alex. People who read the comics might notice a Doonesbury strip that uses a variant of the phrase, that sucks, in today's paper. It almost didn't get there for some readers. Jeffrey Brown, the associate managing editor of Features at the Chicago Tribune, already refused to let one strip about teens called Zits use the phrase. He thought it was too crude.
Well, it is crude. So how did Doonesbury get to say it, and what was it about?
Well, the strip was about U.S. soldiers who lost a friend in an ambush in Iraq. And when they found out their friend died, they used this variant of that sucks.
Well, you can understand that. It might even be an understatement.
And it's something a young soldier actually might say, and Doonesbury creator Gary Trudeau said, keep that sucks in the strip, or I'll pull the strip.
Do people really know what they're saying, Karen, when they use the expression? I'm not entirely sure everyone realizes its origins.
Well, I went to a local mall in search of people who could tell me what they thought that sucks means. The lady who introduced the term to us at the beginning of this story is named Irma, and here's her friend Maria.
It's another form of word for that's a bummer, but people just use it now because sucks is like a newer form of word. And then bummer is like, but for old people, exactly.
Bummer's for old people. Sucks is au courant. What else did you get?
Well, I talked to a young man named Cherie who was on his way to lunch, and he says it's all about expectations.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Just unhappy with it. One of those, you know, spur-of-the-moment expressions that you have a certain level that you expect something to be, and it didn't meet that level, and so you say that just sucked, you know?
I even got the engineer's explanation from a guy named Larry.
Nothing sucks, it's just a pressure difference.
A discrepancy in pressure. You know, I've never heard it described that way.
I guess that works for everything from sinkholes to bathtub drains to things we cannot talk about here. One guy I talked to named Chris was just incredulous that I even had to ask what it meant. He looked at me like I was like mentally deficient when I asked him to describe the term.
I say that it sucks. I mean, did you really need to expand on that? Well, if it sucks, it means that it's not very cool.
But his friend Julius had the correct genesis for the phrase's origins.
I think it's a sexual thing. Like it sucks, you know, like a big one or something like that.
Okay, I think Julius takes the blue ribbon here. Thank God most people don't take it back to its original meaning. But it does beg the question, if that sucks is as popular now as that's a bummer was a couple of years ago, what's going to replace that sucks?
Well, I heard a few things, but I can't repeat them on the radio, and I cannot imagine, even as we get more casual in our speech, that we'll ever be able to get away with using some of those phrases.
Well, this still is NPR, even though you might not have known that from this conversation. But our aim around here is to avoid stuffy at all costs. Today, we can say, mission accomplished. Thank you, Karen.
Have a good weekend, Alex.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.